Ksuvos Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes 1:9. This Mishnah is very similar to the previous, except instead of having a suspicion that she slept with a man, here we know for certain she slept with a man because she has a child. So, what's the din? The Mishnah says, Haisam Uberis. The woman is single, she's pregnant, and we don't know the identity of the husband. The question we want to answer in this Mishnah primarily is, may she still marry a Kohen, or does she have a din of being a Zona? There'll be a related question, which is, what's the status of the child? May the child marry a Kohen? Va'amrula, and therefore the Beis Din says to her, Mativo shel uberze. What is the nature of this child? Meaning, who is its father? Me'ish ploni v'Kohen hu. She answers, the child's father is so-and-so, and he is a Kohen, or he's the halachic equivalent of a Kohen, meaning he did not render me to be invalid to marry a Kohen. So I maintain with certainty, Tainus Bari again, a certain claim, that I may marry a Kohen, and so too for my child, let's say my daughter. So, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim, Ne'emenes, like the previous case, since she's making a Tainus Bari, she's saying with certainty she knows the identity, she comes into this question with a chazaka that she was permitted to marry Kohen beforehand. It's actually machlokas if that's even essential to the equation. But either way, she's believed because we have no information to the contrary, and she's insisting that she is kosher. So we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, like in the previous case, lo mipia anuchayin. We just don't rely on her testimony. Ella, rather, harezu bechetzkas mu'uberes lenasinu lamamzer. We have to assume that the father of this child, meaning the one who slept with this woman, is a nasin or a mamzer, someone who would render her a zona, and therefore she may not marry a Kohen, ad shetavi rai ledvarea, until she brings a proof to her words that the father is indeed someone who wouldn't render her unfit. Which means, according to Rabbi Yeshua, both the woman and her child may not marry Kohanim. Now again, like the previous case, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that if we were just talking about a Doraisa situation, we would rely on her, but because of this Ma'ala Asubi Yachsin, we want to raise the bar when it comes to the lineage and purity of line in the Kohanic gene pool. So we have a higher standard, and therefore until she brings proof, we assume the worst. The halacha is like Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer here too, meaning we believe her, and we'll let her and her daughter marry a Kohen. When we say two important caveats here. The first is, as far as believing her with respect to the child, we believe her with respect to her child to allow her child to marry a Kohen, but that's the only issue. In other words, we wouldn't believe her to now confirm that this child is the son of so-and-so to collect inheritance from so-and-so. That we need proper witnesses, and her testimony is not sufficient. So that we don't believe her beyond that scope. And even with respect to believing her to allow her and her daughter to marry Kohen, so the truth is that halacha l'maisa, we're concerned that someone who she slept with isn't a Kohen, and therefore l'charchila, we won't let her marry a Kohen, unless the majority of the people who are the potential people with whom she left are kosher. But if not, so then l'charchila, we would not let her marry a Kohen, even if she insists on Tainus Bari with certainty who the father is. But b'di'eved, if she did marry someone who's a Kohen, we would not force her to get divorced.